listening to Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Lee, and joining me today is my co-host, Simeon Kwa.
Hey, Michelle. So what's our topic going to be for today?
Mental illness, an issue very relevant and affects many people, but is still misconceived by the mass populace. Hey, Simeon, just off the bat, what do you know about mental illness?
Mental illness to me is an umbrella term, covering a variety of different disorders and illnesses caused by poor mental health. They affect the way we think, feel, and act.
All right, so you mentioned something like mental health in there. So for the listeners at home, could you tell me exactly what mental health is?
Well, according to Ms. Angela McKay, a health teacher at Burroughs Secondary School, mental health is one's ability to cope with struggles of everyday life.
Yeah, struggles like self-image, bullying, stress, peer pressure, and parental expectations.
That's correct. In fact, many people believe that mental illness is only caused by environmental factors. But genes also play a part as well.
I feel like despite the importance and frequent rate of mental illness, there is still so much that so many people don't know about regarding this topic.
And that's why we're here today, to raise awareness of the importance of mental illness.
It's very important, especially for teens, to be aware of the symptoms they may be dealing with.
Like feeling sad or down, suicidal thinking, social withdrawal, excessive anger, hostility or violence, and major diet changes. These things are often perceived as shameful.
Yeah, totally. Mental illness is often given a negative connotation when perceived by society.
And society always makes up rumors and false facts about mental illness. They think that people with mental illnesses are always violent and dangerous, that they are fully functional, but are only using their condition as an excuse for their inabilities.
This is what the parents of a patient at Ontario Shore, Chelsea, believed about their daughter. Due to bullying, Chelsea was showing signs of depression, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Her parents believed these symptoms were only excuses for her poor grades. By 12, she was having suicidal thoughts. Chelsea was hesitant to seek help from Ontario Shore until she found herself surrounded by suicidal and homicidal thoughts. Through specially designed therapy, Chelsea is now learning to live with mental illness. She has made friends who love and accept her and is reaching out to others going through similar situations.
And like Chelsea, many other people, especially teens, are dealing with similar situations, leading to mental illness.
Another myth is that no one can recover from mental illness, or that people can't be affected by it.
Yeah, none of that is true.
So clearly, mental illness is an important topic, yet nobody knows anything about it. We have a very special guest on our show today, Dr. Raymond Lin. He is an expert in the field of mental health, and he will be joining us today to explore deeper into this topic.
Let's welcome Dr. Lin.
Hi, it's wonderful to be here.
We are very glad to have you on the show. Earlier, we were talking about how there is very little awareness and about the severity of mental illness. Any opinions on that?
Yes, that's right. Mental illness is often misinterpreted by people. They hear mental illness and automatically create a picture of someone running down the street screaming nonsensical things. They also think that only certain people can be affected by it.
So what causes mental illness?
Well, it all varies depending on what illness or disorder that you're talking about. And even now, scientists still don't have a definite answer as to why it happens. However, there are categories that list possible factors for causing mental illness.
Oh, I think I've heard of those. Environmental, psychological, and biological factors, right?
That's right. Environmental factors are outside factors that affect the person. For example, drug abuse or injuries to the brain can cause mental illness. Meanwhile, biological factors relate to the person's genes. If a family member has been diagnosed with mental illness, there's a higher chance that other family members will be diagnosed as well.
And psychological factors are related to psyche, correct? Like traumatic experiences that can affect the person mentally?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, then in your expert opinion, what are the most effective ways to deal with mental illnesses?
Well, obviously you want to go to a doctor and find out what mental illness is affecting you. From there, they will assign specialized treatments and medicine depending on the illness. However, some simple things you can do is avoiding factors that may cause stress or anguish to your brain. You can use coping mechanisms, things that make you happy, or spend time with friends or family in order to relieve such stress.
So then, where are places teenagers can go for help?
There exist many organizations like Kids Help Phone or Canadian Mental Health Association, which you can use to help with your everyday problems, as well as learn more about mental illness, all of which you can easily contact through phone call or online. You can contact Kids Help Phone at 1-800-668-6868, and you can reach Canadian Mental Health Association at cmha.ca. You can also talk to your guidance counselor, parents, or anybody you can trust.
All right, well, that's about all the time we have today. So I just wanted to thank you for joining us, Dr. Lin.
No problem. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And if you have any questions regarding anything we talked about this episode, please don't hesitate to call in any time within the next hour, and Dr. Lin will be here to answer any of your questions.
You can also check out the school podcast station on our school's website at www.yrdsb.ca/schools/broke.ss. There we have information on our weekly contests and reference links for the topic that we discuss on each episode.
That's the end of our podcast today. My name is Michelle.
And my name is Simeon. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Boss Podcast.